Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Love in Action. Today we look at Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Ministry is not for the faint of heart. The New International Version entitled this section, Love in Action. So often as teachers, we focus on our students and their families. I'd like for us to use these verses and apply them to our faculty. Think about the people that you work with and what it would be like if everyone was devoted to one another in love, honoring one another above yourselves. Never lacking in zeal, but keeping spiritual fervor, joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Think of the work a faculty can do when they live in harmony with one another. Do you lean on your faculty members? If not, try it. God has put you with a group of people to do His work. If you don't have a large faculty, lean on your school board, a pastor, or a mentor. Throughout your ministry, there will certainly be times when you are persecuted, have cause to rejoice, or go through a rough time and mourn. What a blessing it is not to have to go through all of that alone. Sometimes we find ourselves putting our heads down and just doing the work that's right in front of us. Lift up your head, dear friend. Try to notice a coworker that you could encourage. Make it a point to smile at them when you see them in the hallway. When you feel like no one understands what you're going through, just know that they might be the ones who understand the most. The Lord has put the people in your life for a reason. Live in harmony with them. When they rejoice, rejoice with them. If they're struggling, lift them up. Spur them on in their ministry. Pray for them. Love in action takes work. It takes time. It takes intentionality. Ask the Lord to help with this. Ask Him to instill in you these qualities so that you can be a productive part of the group, reflecting God's love to those around you. Maybe your faculty is great at this. Praise God. Maybe your faculty could use some work. Pray to God. You are a team put together by God to do His work. May God bless you in all of your efforts. We pray together. We all are one in mission. We all are one in call. Our varied gifts united by Christ, the Lord of all. A single great commission compels us from above to work and plan together that all may know Christ's love. Amen. A question to consider. How can you be a light to someone on your faculty? Think of some ways and plug them into your calendar for the rest of the year. Then put your ideas into action. That's love. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.